Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
200 foreskins as honoring to God.
The podcast about the unknown.
It was painful. It was. You know, I mean, as one would imagine when your foreskin gets cut off, as surgical as it was still motherfucking painful. Oh, should I not say that? I don't know.
Oh, it's the internet. You can swear all you want.
But my mom might hear it.
My mom might hear it too.
Okay.
I met Chuck about a year ago and have been dying to sit down with him and a recorder ever since. His real name isn't actually Chuck, but he asked me to call him that for the sake of this story, for reasons that will become clear in a moment.
Could you tell me your circumcision story?
Oh my. You just came out and asked it, didn't you? I was 12 when my foreskin got cut off.
A warning to listeners. This is a story about circumcision.
Tule, actually, in Filipino. Tule. T-U-L-I. It's rather onomatopoeic, I think.
And Chuck spares no details. So squeamish listeners, proceed with caution.
You know, what's more personal than somebody's foreskin, really? In the Philippines, there's a very traditional way of relieving oneself of one's tip. And in the barrios, or the rural areas, chances are you live next to a stream. There's a stream somewhere in the village. During the summer, when there's no school, very important not to have school because you're going to be incapacitated to some degree. You've got a big rock, a small rock, and a flat razor that you are so gently scraping on this rough piece of leather, and you feel it, you know, you feel it while you're late waiting in line, because for the boys, you gotta wait in line, pantless. Everyone is pantless. Filipinos are very free with their genitalia. Oh, in line, you have to be chewing. You have to be chewing something. That's part of the mystery. You're chewing this leaf. Bayabas is what it's called. Dahon ng bayabas. Leaf of the bayabas. You get to the front of the line. You're supposed to stretch. You pinch the tip of your foreskin. And then stretch and lay it as taut as possible on the big rock. And the old man puts the business end of the shaving razor right where he wants it. And you're looking down. You're stretching your penis and looking down at your future. And he takes the small rock and just hits it right on top of the razor. And you're supposed to spit the leaves because the bayabas has antiseptic properties. Hopefully you make the hit on your penis. And then you jump in the river. Preferably upstream from the last guy who jumped in the river. You know. Now, on occasion, in line is a grown man, pantless like the rest of the boys, and chewing on a leaf. The problem is, when you are a grown man, the foreskin has toughened. So from the front of the line, you hear... it's not how I was circumcised. I was very much a city boy. And so I had mine in a clinic. I wake up around 6 o'clock in the morning. And then as I was getting ready, I suddenly was struck with this thought that really nobody's seen my penis. Other than myself. I remember thinking, nobody's seen this. Is it presentable? You know, is it weird? So I wanted to make it look better. I wanted to make it more appealing. I don't know, attractive? Nice. I wanted to make it nice down there. And I looked around the bathroom and I found some baby powder. I don't know why we got there so early, but we got there about an hour and a half before my appointment. And so I'm in that waiting room and I don't know, I feel a tingle, not on my penis, but just it's like, I'm gonna change today. I'm gonna grow up today. Today is going to end with me different. And I don't know if I was afraid. I don't think I was afraid. I think I was expectant of something. You ascribe powers to the loss of your foreskin. You think, my penis is gonna grow so much once I cut this, or I'm going to grow 2 feet. Be able to finally dunk a basketball. I was like ready to go. I'm ready to become a man like right now. So my turn came. And there were about 8 people there in the clinic. In the little room. I got in the gown and lied down. And the doctor pulled up and looked down and asked me, is that baby powder? And I'm like, yes. And he looks at me like he's never seen baby powder on a penis before. And he was like, meh. I don't know if he thought I was better or worse for having baby powder on my penis. I just remember as he was dusting off my penis to get things ready, he was a bit smirky after the dust settles. He pulls out the biggest motherfucking needle you've ever seen. Made me feel rather inadequate, really, to put it side by side, but then he jabs this needle at the base of my penis. And straight into the middle of the base of my penis, this point goes. And that wasn't the worst thing. The worst thing was that from the tip of that huge needle grew a ball of pain and just reached out in every direction from the base of my penis throughout my entire body. And this horrible pain just enveloped the universe until it all went away. And then he goes, it starts snip, 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 snip. Why he just doesn't chop it, I don't, I guess there's procedures. You know, you want it to be pretty. You want it to be pretty. And as he was halfway through, I start to feel a tingle. And this tingle starts to become a hurt and a pain. And I'm like, ow, oh, hey, ow. And the doctor's like, what? What? You feel that? Oh, wow. And under his breath, he's like, now's a terrible time to realize you have a low tolerance for pain. And he pulls out another motherfucking needle and right into the base of my penis from the other side and ball of pain and oh my god and finally numb again. There was a nurse that kept going in and out of the door and the door just happened to open out to the waiting room in which I just sat And there's about 8 of them within eye range once this door is open, and they're all looking at my penis. And I'm like, yeah, it's happening right here. I'm becoming a man. And I didn't feel shame because it was important. And he snips, snips, snips. I don't know if one really feels different after a big momentous change. Maybe the body's still in shock. Certainly my body was in shock. It's not a natural thing. But it was a choice. I wanted to do this. I look out the door of the clinic, and these people are now looking at me. I don't know what... I felt like they were seeing me as a man. I don't know if they did. But I remember looking back into their eyes and thinking, yep, it's done. And what's next? What's next turned out to be, well, McDonald's. That was nice.
Do you feel like it did turn you into a man?
Started. Because you don't actually become a man unless you make a decision. Because when you're a kid, you have the luxury not to decide.
Chuck is now living a happy, foreskin-free adult life in Seattle, Washington. I'm Bethany Denton, and I produced the show today with a lot of help from Jeff Bettman.
Oh, thanks, Bethany. You did really great. I really like having you on the team.
Thanks. I like being on the team. Be sure to check out our show on iTunes. We're now a part of the vast podcast community on iTunes. Just search for Here Be Monsters. Head over there and write a positive review.
Yeah.
We could really use the positive feedback on iTunes.
At this point, that's probably the most helpful thing you could ever do for the show is to give us a review on iTunes. Just let us know what you think of the show, and we'll be able to get just that many more listeners with each review. And, of course, the Facebook page always has lots of updates and links and interesting articles on it. That's facebook.com/HereBeMonstersRadio. Be sure to check that out.
We really, really appreciate it.
Music on the show this week from Swamp Dog and Lucky Dragons. And next week on the show, we're headed to Myanmar.
Baza.
It was illegal for anyone, if they were a man, to have hair past their ears. We looked like American spies at the time. And it was a really sensitive topic at the moment, and we didn't think about it. We were horrible international travelers.
Be sure to tune in next week, and thanks for listening.